The Gems of Wisdom is an adaptation from the 40 Hadith Qudsi book by Izzeddin Ibrahim and Denise Johnston Davies.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال الله أنفق يا ابن آدم أنفق عليك رواه البخاري وكذلك مسلم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On the authority of Abu Huraira, Allah's blessings be upon him, who said that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Spend on charity, O son of Adam, and I shall spend on you. Related by Bukhari, also by Muslim, may Allah have mercy on their souls. A few words, but books have been written on this subject of giving in charity for good causes. We can only mention a couple of things on this subject, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making a promise for those who give in charity. He will recompense them many folds. As it is beautifully put to us in the Holy Quran itself, in chapter 57, verse 18. Verily, for those who give in charity, men and women, and lend to Allah a beautiful loan, it shall be increased manifold to their credit, and theirs shall be an honorable good reward. For the one who is in business and knows too well about making a profit, and Allah is reminding us about the honor and benefits of spending in charity for His sake, as it increases our wealth and not the other way around. We are told that our Prophet, peace be upon him, was always charitable, and in the month of Ramadan, he was even more charitable for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our wealth, although the language used is to loan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the sustainer and cherisher of everything. For us to give in charity, it is to show our obedience to Him and a form of purification for our wealth. When we spend in charity, let us do it with an open and submissive heart. And Allah knows best. Wassalam.